Good morning, Rabbi Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Ches, and Rabbi Simcha Nafei. We're talking about the lachas of Birchas Hareach. So a person has a fruit, so we're talking about the name, a person has a fruit, which the correct bracha is Anosin Reach to Paris, and a person, instead of saying Anosin Reach to Paris, says the bracha Bereatze B'Samim. Does one fulfill their obligation to say Bereatze with that or not? So this is going to be Machloikas, whether one is Yerze. And therefore, what should one do in that situation? If you hold that your Yerze, we would say Bereatze B'Samim, Memonoshach. If the bracha is Bereatze B'Samim, you said the right bracha. And if it's the correct bracha is Nusr Mehta Bepheris, again, you've said the right B'di'evid, you're Yotze. If you hold it, you're not Yotze B'di'evid, so what should you do? So then the bracha is B'rei Mine B'samim. B'rei Mine B'samim for sure works. Let's say you're not sure that whether this is something which the bracha is B'rei Isfa B'samim or B'rei Atze B'samim. So then, for sure, Isve does not cover Atze, and Atze does not cover Isve. So one says B'rei Mine B'samim. Amos Shabbos, the meaning is to say Berei Minei B'Samim, no matter what you're using. That is brought down in Halacha, and the reason behind that, one suggested the reason behind that is, we're dealing with people which are not necessarily learned, and we start making different brachas, it's going to be very confusing. So we say bracha which will definitely allow one to be Yotzei without any question. That does not mean that we should do that. If a person says, well, I'm making Berei Minei B'Samim, Matzah Shabbos, so that now becomes the bracha all the time. That's not necessarily true. So we could have a situation where on a Tuesday, the correct bracha is Berei Atzei B'Samim, but on Matzah Shabbos, we say Berei Minei B'Samim, even so. Something which is Vaday, and Atzei B'Samim, there's no question. Another scenario where we make the bracha Berei Minei B'Samim is when you have a mixture of different types of B'Samim together, and you're smelling them together, and they have different brachas. So you do not separate them into different brachas. You make one bracha of Berei Minei B'Samim to cover all of the various items which are there. Now, going back to the question, what bracha to make on the peppercorn, this question really comes up in regards to the bracha on cloves and the bracha on cinnamon. So cloves grow on a tree, and as the flower buds, they have these little protrusions which come out. They take them off. They let them harden. And that's the cloves that we use. So it grows. This is not much part of the it flowers on the tree. This is what the if they would stay there, they would produce, that these buds would produce some type of a small fruit, etc. So really what it is this is the fruit. If you recall, we learned the halachas of brachas. We explained that the word, the pre of the fruit doesn't necessarily mean the fruit of it. It means the product. This is what it's been planted for. This is the product that this tree or this vegetation is supposed to produce. This is the pre of it. So arguably, the Nusra Mehta Bepheris would make sense on cloves. This is the peri of the fruit. If a person would take a leaf, and which is secondary, so then the bracha would definitely be Atzei B'Samim. But on the cloves itself, maybe one should make a bracha of Berei and Nusra Mehta Bepheris. So the Shulchan Aruch says that on cloves, one says Nusra Mehta Bepheris. Hadasim. The bracha is, the primary purpose of hadasim is not to use for the purpose of smell. We use it for other purposes. So the bracha would be Berei Atzei B'Samim. If a person makes a mixture of hadasim and cloves, so over there, the correct bracha is Berei Minei B'Samim because of the mixture. So one suggestion is to make a mixture of hadasim and cloves. Anyway, there is a suggestion one should use hadasim for the purpose of summon, because we have a concept of summon which is used for a mitzvah. After it's finished being used for the first mitzvah, it's appropriate to then take that item and designate it for a different mitzvah. Since it's used for one mitzvah, let's use it for another one afterwards. You can't do two together, that's a problem. It's just chavilas. But one after the other, it's actually, it's just something which is commendable. The same way we take the lulav and we say the lulav until Pesach and we use the lulav as part of the fuel to burn the chametz. That's the correct way of doing it, by the way, is to use the lulav as part of the fuel to burn the chametz. So the lulav is not being used for the mitzvah of bir chametz. The idea is not to burn the lulav. The idea is to use the lulav as part of the fuel to burn the chametz. So I'm using it for a mitzvah. So similarly over here, I should use the dasim. So the best answer really is to mix the dasim together with cloves. And then you have no shadow that the correct bracha is Bereh B'nei B'Samim without getting involved in this special minhag of Motzei Shabbos. What about cinnamon? We'll talk about cinnamon in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.